Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Darius Barzana. You're tuning into the Wealth Revolution Shift 2012. And we had an incredible intention circle. We had people writing in, telling us exactly what's happened in their life, how things are going. One person said, I felt dizzy when we were doing the intention circle. I now feel clear of negative energy, like the bad stuff was pushed away. We had another person saying that after listening to these calls and being a part of this movement and what we're doing here, that she'd been out of work for 12 months. And literally had 4 job interviews in the last 3 days. That's Julie. So, you know, I can't even begin to tell you the effects of what we're doing, the effects of this movement, because frankly, it's never been done before. We've never had 90,000 people tune in and be a part of an intention circle, sending energy, receiving energy, and really just joining together from all over the world to change the planet. And, you know, I know that you're here and you have a gift. I know you're here for a reason. I know that this is a place where you've decided to invest your time and your energy because you know it feeds you, it believes in you, and we all do. We love you. And you know we bring people that not only are just going to teach, but are going to activate who you are. And for those of you that have a space, get ready because we have some huge, powerful activations that we're going to be sharing and we're going to be doing on this call. And, you know, our job here is to give you a shift so your life cannot go back to what it was before, and it gets the change, you get the change and the transformation that really is you. And Jennifer Hupp is our guest, and she is somebody that came incredibly recommended. In fact, I've never had so many people reach out to me as we're creating this huge global movement saying, you need Jennifer Hupp on this call. You have to have her. You must have her. So if that's any indication, and I know it is, you're in the right place. She is a seer and a channel and a master of awakening. And perhaps more importantly, you're going to find out that she is an infectious lover of life. And I love that because I love life as well. So I think we're going to really have some fun here. In fact, I know it. And her work assists those who are wanting to transcend struggle and drama by really experiencing who and what they are as a total extension of creation. Okay, and instead of trying to work through one belief at a time and sort of go through the slow drip drop of trying to transform, instead literally transmute hundreds of beliefs at one time. This is an activation technology that was given to Jennifer during Awakened Dream, and it continues to be upgraded, downloaded, and divinely expanded on an ongoing basis. So if you've heard Jennifer before, I have no doubt that what you're hearing right now is the most powerful version of this miraculous gift. And through working with hundreds of thousands of people all around the world, Jennifer's become passionate about awakening people to their natural state of effortless ease and flow, remembering who they really are, and I love this, to enable all of us to really fly forward. Now, really quick, I know Jennifer's on, I want to hurry, but we're going to do 2 activations that will allow us to experience an immediate and, according to Jennifer, a permanent shift. We're going to learn the difference between awakening and the law of attraction and how much faster this technology may very well be. And we're going to get a physical sense of what true freedom is past our former way of living and our societal destiny, or I should say our societal fate that is truly changeable at will. And we're going to really activate 60 trillion cells all around us to give us guidance. So I am excited. I know you are excited. Go to uwealthrevolution.com/now and share this with your friends and family. They need to be on this call. People need this. People are hurting. They're struggling. You can be a messenger. You are a messenger. Share that with everybody. Jennifer, welcome to the UWealth Revolution Shift 2012.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Darius. Gosh darn it. I've been really looking forward to it. And after being on that wonderful intention circle, I got to tell you, you just rock. I love your energy. It's amazing.
Well, I really appreciate it. And, you know, you've come, so many people said, you have to have Jennifer on. You must share her. You know, she has to be a part of this movement. And I'm just so honored that you're here and sharing. Now, a quick question. I mean, so many people are dealing with challenges, like the old ways are literally falling away, and so many of us, even myself included, in some ways, I'm holding on to the old model, yet everything is shifting all around me. What's happening, and what will happen to those people who cling to that old model during this massive time of change?
Well, first, it's probably kind of, it's important for us to actually determine even what that old model looks like so that we have a sense of what it is, so that we can sense what's shifting. So one of the things that you referred to earlier, I think, is so important to for everyone to understand, and that is the difference between transformation and transmutation. And up until this point in time in history, now, actually, let me describe this too. I think it's so, I want to back up a step and say this. Because we're asking for this heaven on earth so powerfully, and each of us is a piece of the puzzle of that beautiful heaven on earth, and we're here to expand that forward. Because that's so, because the asking of the, you know, the isness of the universe is the heaven of that fluidity, and we're all extensions of that isness, meaning that our natural state is fluidity and the heaven on earth. And so what we're doing is connecting up with what already is, truly. And so from that place, as we ask more and more to come into our true state or our natural state of fluidity, everything that isn't that is falling away. Now, what does that actually mean in real terms? Because up until this point in humanity, what we've been doing is really, we've used the technology of transformation, which is fine. I use it. I've done courses. We've all been in tons of courses and meditation circles. It's like just oodles of things that we've done. Much of it was based on the idea that we had to excavate old beliefs and change our beliefs and create new ones and transcend the struggle and go on journeys and all of this kind of stuff, which has all been wonderful. And as the speed of the truth of who we are catches up and bypasses us, the universe actually provides us new tools to be able to catch up with ourselves. And those new tools, the tools that we've had, were at the perfect speed for that time. And as the speed goes faster, as the speed of our remembrance goes faster, as the remembrance of our magnificence speeds up, because, you know, we asked for this time of 2012, the technology to be able to tap into that flow just shifts so quickly. So one of those shifts is, I just want to give a little background before we talk about transformation versus transmutation. In transformation, what we're doing is we're taking all of our old beliefs and we're excavating them, and we're actually taking things that we struggle with and old paradigms like religious beliefs, or, you know, your father told you weren't good enough or whatever it is, and then we're basically excavating them and then developing new beliefs. That's transformation. Transformation means it goes, it's like the Transformers, you know, the movie. It goes from one situation to another, but it can go back again. With transmutation, it's like when you take a log and you put it on the fire and you burn it, well, it becomes charcoal. It ain't going to become a tree again. You know what I mean? So in this time
of... You can't go back. I mean, the big difference between what may have been the old way of teaching sort of transformation or experiencing some shift in your life was kind of like peeling the onion. Like, it took a long time. You went through layer after layer after layer, and it really may not be permanent. It was something that you could go back. You know, you have this has happened a lot. But you have a bad situation come up, and you just sort of made all this progress, and then now it's gone, and you go back. Whereas transmutation, and what we're going to be learning here, you actually can't go back. It's sort of like you're a completely different thing. There's a metamorphosis of what's happened, and it's all beliefs at once versus a singular belief and knocking down a singular column or knocking down a singular limitation at a time.
Absolutely. Can you hear me? So let me actually take that a step further. Exactly, Anne. to transmute something, the way we do it is even different. And remember, I want to be very clear. There's going to be times where it's important to transform something. That will be the appropriate step. It's not to say that we shouldn't do that anymore. I do that. You know, I taught that for years. So it's not to say we don't do that. It's not to say that that's not valuable. It's very valuable. It's just something else has become available. And the reason it's become available is because, actually, Darius, I'd love to hear your point of view on this. You know, what's happened is we've all done so much excavation and so much analysis and dove into our past so deeply that it's actually getting old and boring, and we really know why we are this. I mean, we know our whole story. You know, we've been there. We've got the T-shirt. You know what I mean? Darius, are you there? Darius, can you hear me?
I am back. Well, you know, we've had, you know, so many people on the line, and this has never happened, but my line just dropped. So if you don't hear me, just keep teaching and keep engaging.
Oh, okay.
Because
okay.
For some reason we are
okay.
We're so jammed that it's literally, we're right at capacity.
I'm going to tell you that we're going to move a lot of energy tonight. I can feel it already. Darius, I'm going to tell you something. I never prepare for these. And today was one of the days where I got told, Jennifer, you make sure everything channels through me. And so today I actually joined my mind with my guides and we worked on it. But what I was just sharing, which is just really so important, what I was actually asking you, I was saying, have you noticed that everyone's getting this sense that, yes, I've excavated, I understand my past, I've got it, I get it. I understand where I came from and the journey I've been on and what my father said to me, and that it's not, but understanding it really just gives us an explanation of how come we're stuck. To actually transmute it, it doesn't mean to transmute the idea or the belief. So here is the difference, okay? The difference is, in the middle of every one of your 60 trillion cells, and you have 60 trillion cells, which we'll get into a little bit in an activation, 60 trillion, depending on who you talk about, some say 100 trillion, some say, you know, some say 50 trillion, so give or take, you know, 40 trillion, all right? After you get over a trillion, it's a lot. So if you imagine in the middle of your 60 trillion cells is actually a black hole, everything and nothing all at once, where you are on one level, on a whole level that you don't see, you actually are the universe. The second thing that's fascinating about all of this is that you also have telomeres at either end of your DNA strands. Those telomeres, between 10 and 20%, actually some people say less, again, it depends on which biologist you talk to, but between 10 and 20% of what the telomeres send and receive can be explained by what's within your body. In other words, those telomeres are sender receivers to your genetic material, sending electrochemical, biochemical messages back and forth, and those messages can be explained 10% by what goes on in your body. But the rest of the 90%, where is that coming from? Meaning that we can extrapolate, and, you know, it's not that much of a leap to understand that what goes on in the body, because science can't really explain where the messages come for everything to work in perfect harmony, how you can have all of these cells in your body, but then life goes away. Well, where does that life force come from? And so those telomeres are being communicated with, and the information it's coming from infinite wisdom, we can say. It's coming from infinite wisdom. We're being communicated with all the time. Now, if we sit here, and actually I'll do an activation right now so that everyone can feel it. If everyone just breathes in, and then I'll explain what an activation is. If you just breathe in, everybody, and understand. So what an activation requires, by definition, and you'll understand a little bit more later, is that you do not listen to me with your intellect. You actually experience what I'm about to say on a cellular level. Now, if you ask me how you do that, you're going back into your intellect. Just do it. So just do it. Everyone right now, already, your 60 trillion cells are buzzing because I can feel you. Mm. And you can feel each other. Can you feel that, Darius?
I actually can. Like, I felt my body tuning in instead of my mind. It was, and I felt something just sort of start to sort of tingle. I want to hear what everybody's feeling, and let's do this throughout this experiment and this, what we're doing. This is not an experiment. It's experience. Let's share what you're feeling with me. Very, very interesting.
So let's keep going, though, because I want to give the full telomeric experience here. So we've got 60 trillion cells. Now, just to give it a context again, wow, am I ever feeling everyone? Holy schmoly. So 60 trillion cells. 60 trillion cells with antennae connected to the infinite. All of us each connected to the infinite. Communicating back and forth now. Imagine that those 60 trillion cells, 60 trillion, now I'm going to give it a context, 7.5 billion people on planet Earth. 7.5 billion, we're not even talking a trillion yet. And we know how they've been getting along, okay? We know how they've been getting along. Your 60 trillion cells are getting along in absolute perfect harmony, connected to infinite wisdom. I want to give it a context. That's what happens when we flow in the fluidity of the infinite. Now, you are being facilitated. This body of yours is being facilitated, and it's also a conduit for your spirit to come through your body, for your essence to come through this beautiful body. And as we say hello, this is just a hello. I mean, we're not even doing anything yet. This is the first activation. And by the way, every time you do it, so you can listen to this call over again, every time you do this activation, what happens is it just brings more circulation to those telomeres. And I want to describe something, again, experiencing what I'm saying, rather than listening with your mind. You want to put down a pen. You don't want to be writing while I'm saying this. You can always listen again. So these 60 trillion cells, connected to the infinite right now, are being acknowledged as the conduit to the infinite wisdom that you were actually talking about earlier, Darius. With sender, receiver, antennae, 1,000 times more cells in a body than there are people on the planet. All communicating directly to infinite wisdom right now, and as you acknowledge them, they get circulation, and you can actually feel them smiling back in the acknowledgement. They don't need you. That connection does not need you. Now, let me take it a step further. That connection is for why? For what? What's it for? Where? Why is it there? Well, that connection is because at this time, I'm just going to say one of the reasons, but we all know that at this time, just by virtue of the fact that, Darius, you're even doing these beautiful calls and creating this wonderful movement, we know that there's a huge change afoot. We're all being called to something more. We feel that sense of urgency inside, like we were born for something, like we're supposed to do something. And so, in these times of great change, what happens is, and actually every other lifetime you've ever had, infinite wisdom knew you were going to be here. And in the consideration of all the other 7.5 billion people on the planet, minus one, and all of the billions of people that have come before you, and all of their yearnings and prayers for peace and connectivity and compassion for each other, all of that has been listened to, and the result is you, out of all of the multiples of people, spirits, that could have come to this planet through a body, you were actually chosen to be here in this time of great change where heaven on earth is coming to fruition. You, specifically. You are a piece of the puzzle of heaven on earth. It would really not make sense at all if the universe didn't give us some kind of mechanism to be able to talk to the motherboard as it were. It would be insane not to be able to do that. And the problem is that most of us, it's not a problem, it's perfect. I'm sure everyone has heard this before, but we've all had egos for reasons. We've been in a competitive, very dog-eat-dog, extremely you have to protect yourself, keep yourself safe, you know, someone's going to get you, kill you, put you down, hurt you, whatever it is. We've been in that world since the inception of separation from the universe. Meanwhile, we've never been separate, but we created the illusion that we are. And in that creation of the illusion, we had to create something called an ego to cope with the lie that we're separate. The problem is now we're waking up and we're remembering that we're not separate, and we're realizing that there's a whole other language going on here that we haven't been speaking, because we've been in our heads with our ego instead of in ourselves with the universe. And so that is the shift. That is what I'm taught. That is the awakening for me. The awakening is not the awakening so much to intending or making things happen. The awakening is the awakening to the innate intention that you are, because you were born in a time of great change. You are a very unique piece of the puzzle of heaven on earth, working fluidly with all of the other innate pieces of the puzzle of heaven on earth. Just like the 60 trillion cells in your body, each of them has a unique job, and it works fluidly with the other, doing its unique job, and it doesn't compete with anybody else. It simply does what it came here to do. Just like us, connected to infinite wisdom, we are the intention that we came here to be. We're emanating it constantly. The issue is, how fast can we catch up?
It makes complete intuitive sense, and we have so many people who, you know, I've always found that just by sharing a new idea, you know, the body and the system sort of stretch to that new idea. Just by mentioning it, the activation can happen so quickly. And this is what I'm seeing. We have Marion from Cranbrook. She's saying, I'm feeling tingling up and down my spine, shivers. She didn't feel that before. You know, she's activated something because something has come to life, but that was already there, just not consciously in our awareness. You know, it was there. We just were unaware. We were unconscious. Okay, so, and then Cheryl says, yep, I can feel it everywhere in my whole body. Marissa says, I feel like I'm radiating. Cells are dancing.
Uh-huh. Okay.
What happened, Marissa, before we got on the call? Something activated. Barbara, she says, I'm feeling tingling and chills. Monica, tingles all over. Heat in my ears. Another person, tingling and chills. And it's just coming all out here. People are everywhere are feeling this. So, you know, what I'm feeling now that people are dealing with is this sense that they're having struggles, money struggles, relational struggles, other struggles, and I'm getting the sense that they have this huge role to play, or this significant role to play in their own way, through their own gifts, through their own voice, through their own heart, yet when they hold to the head, when they hold to that old model, that keeps them from being in the natural flow of what this journey is really about. And if they get in that flow and they connect, it's not that they're going to not have to do anything, or they're not going to do anything new. They may do many wonderful new things, but in the flow it feels so easy and different than ever before. What happens with those people that are challenged now when they get into that flow?
Well, so it's an interesting paradox, Darius, because we think, first of all, it's like I'm saying get in the flow. And the funny thing is that, and I can hear you saying this too, that you know that I'm not saying get in the flow. What I'm saying is learn the language, remember who you are. Be in the process of activating those 60 trillion cells and remembering your connection to infinite wisdom, and learn that language. And I want to answer your question, but again, I'm going to give it a little bit of a story just so people can understand what it's like. It's like me knowing English, right? And I know French too. But you and I, Darius, and everybody that's listening right now, we can all speak to each other. We sort of have a relative understanding of each other from a language perspective, and I could give you some kind of a math problem, or I could listen to the weather. I'm a sailor, so I used to live on my sailboat. I could listen to a weather report and hear one thing. But if I'm out on the ocean and I look at a squall coming and I see the direction of the wind and I notice the tilt of my boat and I feel the pressure on the sails and I, you know, all of these different things going on, the earth is talking to me. That's a different language. Mother Nature is talking to me. It didn't matter how much I read the weather report and understood English, because this experience of what's going on around me with the weather is actually affecting me and causing me to do things far faster, because it transcends the need for contemplation and understanding or reading or anything through language. What I do is actually immediate, and how Earth and everything responds to me is immediate, as opposed to having to go through the filter of my very slow brain instead of my life itself. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, so that's what this language is like. The language of your 60 trillion telomeres, it's like a new language. If you don't know how to sail and then you go out and you see a squall coming, you won't have a context for it. You don't understand it yet. So that's when we first say 60 trillion telomeres speaking to infinite wisdom. Those little telomeres get circulation when you're 3 or 4 or 5 years old. They get a lot of circulation because you're using them when you're 3 and 4 and 5 years old all the time. You're constantly in your instincts. So, but as you age, you get taught that you have to have strategies. You have to wrestle life to the ground. There's like a format for being successful, which of course a lot of us have followed, and it hasn't really led to what we thought it should, et cetera. It's that we did the marriage thing, and that wasn't, you know, we thought we did it the way you're supposed to, and didn't end up that way either. You know, we did the money, all of that stuff. And the thing is, your 60 trillion cells will never lie to you, because those are God's megaphone. It's like the universe's megaphone speaking through you. And so when you talk about those people, and I've been there too. It's not like I haven't been there, okay? I completely have. I went through hell in high school. I could tell you all sorts of stories. But let's just, in fact, when I started on this journey, I was $30,000 in debt living on my sailboat, which I did not own. If you think I was rich because I had a sailboat, no. The bank actually owned it, and I was $30,000 in debt. So when I started on this journey, it was, you know, there was not a lot going on. And what happened, so this, here's a cool difference. The difference is this. When we excavate old beliefs, it's like diving into a vat of mud with a shovel and shoveling out all the mud, and you're left with a vat that's empty. What we're talking about here is activating the purity of the liquid love, the liquid magnificence that you are, pouring it, never having to go in there with a shovel, pouring the liquid love, this liquid light, into the swimming pool of who you are. And what happens is most of the mud will dilute and disappear, and a lot of it will actually come to the top and you'll see it. So what you're doing is you're filling yourself full of the truth of who you are as we activate the telomeres. And in the wake of the magnificence of the purity of that light, what happens is hundreds of beliefs start to shift, and we don't even know what happened to us. We don't even know, our mind didn't even have to know what happened, which is the cool thing, because the contemplation slows it down. And sometimes stuff will come up. So I'm telling everyone this because as you awaken and as you activate the truth of who you are, and especially if you're going through stuff right now, the remembrance of who you are is going to be in high contrast to some of the perceived struggles that you're going through. And you're going to think, but this is who I am, and why am I going through all of this? And the reason you're going through all of this, and I could tell, oh, my God, Darius, I could give you like a kajillion relationship stories, a kajillion friendship stories, a kajillion, like, money stories. But it's coming up to to leave. That's a paradigm shift.
Mm.
So two paradigm shifts I just shared. One paradigm shift is we're not going after what's wrong to excavate it. We're infusing the truth of who you are into you and transmuting what you perceive is wrong. We're just going to call it density because we don't want to polarize it. There's nothing wrong. It's just the old, and we're transmuting it. So that's one huge paradigmal shift. The second huge paradigmal shift is that we're flying forward into who we are. And in the wake of that, old stuff is going to come up, and instead of engaging it and analyzing it like we've been trained to when we were going through transformation, okay, the skill that is so important at this time of Great Awakening is to be able to disengage, not ignore, okay? Doesn't mean ignore. It means disengage the drama. It's just disengaging the drama of it. You go through it, it's going to come up. There's, as you said, there's going to be pragmatic stuff that happens that you're going to have to, some people are going to have to go to the financial institution and have a conversation. Some people are going to have to go to the, you know, lawyer and do some certain stuff. These are huge shifts in people's lives, massive shifts. I see it with my clients all the time. But it's all the things that are not who you are, that were from who you are not. In other words, from the I'm not good enough, from the competition, from the stuff that you did to try to prove yourself, all that stuff is coming up to go. So instead of judging it, let it come up, do what you need to do, and the less you engage it, the faster it will leave.
Interesting. Question, what are
yes.
some of the skills that people and the people here on this call will need to really master to be able to leave behind that old paradigm of transformation? Because a lot of people are feeling an activation, they're feeling a difference in themselves, they're feeling a difference in their bodies. So what are the ways that they can really embrace this and go deeper and really begin to make it a part of their life?
One of them, and actually I wanted to share this with you, Darius, and maybe this is something in the circle that I want to speak it out loud if I have permission to kind of expand upon something you said in the circle. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Okay, something you shared in the circle, you said, we're sealing in so that nothing else can come in. And what I want to share with you is that when you activate the truth of who you are and you're actually remembering that you have 60 trillion black holes of everything and nothing, the entire universe in 60 trillion cells working in perfect fluidity, and as you are in remembrance of that, you are actually emanating out so much that you would never need to seal it. So in other words, one of the skill sets is going from protecting ourselves, because remember, the universe is in everything. So the universe is more powerful. The universe is everything. So as we activate the truth of that, the need to protect ourselves actually disappears.
Exactly.
And we've spent a long time putting white light around ourselves and protecting ourselves with angels and all that kind of stuff. I hope this will make sense to everybody. One of the skill sets is, instead of protecting yourself, which puts us in the old paradigm of people being after you, being a victim, something bad could happen, you know, that's all in the win-lose, good-bad, less than, more than, closer to God, further from God kind of paradigm. In the paradigm I'm talking about, everyone that's listening to the call right now is a leader in this time of awakening, meaning as you are awakening, you are emanating the light of who you are out into the world as you're remembering, like in your beautiful intention circle earlier on. You're emanating so much light you would never need to protect yourself anyways. So we go from this protective mechanism, which is still in the old paradigm, to emanate through. You start emanating through the circumstances and situations in your life. You start to infuse the light of who you are through the circumstances in your life, and you find solutions that you never would have before as you disengage the drama. So that's a second skill set. is practicing the art of disengagement. Is this making sense so far, Darius?
Oh, yes, it certainly does. And I absolutely want to see everybody get to that point. I mean, 100%. It's, you know, we have so many people coming on the series. So we, you know, we take people from wherever they are. And so we sort of start with one level. And our goal at the end of the series is that we just completely emanate. I agree. I think that's a very, very, very powerful point. And that should be our
goal.
And now we will make that our goal. I love it.
Yay! Cool. So the next thing I wanted to say, and thank you for letting me say that, because I really wanted to say, because I really, you know, we're all being a cause. That's part of my piece of the puzzle of leadership on heaven on earth, right? So one of the next shifts as far as skill sets, and I for sure know you're doing this, Darius, is instead of you living your life, in other words, you managing it, you wrestling it, you moving it. It's all about life dreaming you. You letting life come to you. Your life is living you. Meaning, so I'm going to put it in another way. It's the skill, and people's minds are going to go crazy on this one, okay, when I say it. Because they're going to go, oh my God, how do I do that? And that's doing what life is presenting you, rather than doing what you think you should do. Because what life presents you doesn't always make sense, but I'm telling you, living this way is a science and an art form all at once, and it's where we're expanding to. You're not going to do this tomorrow. I wouldn't do it tomorrow. I wouldn't take everything I'm saying all in one fell swoop, because your physiological body, your actual body, be able to handle it. It's actually a huge, it's like being born again into an awakened, expansive state all at once. And I have friends, actually, we have a mutual friend who had an experience like that, a lovely friend named Harrison who had an experience like that. And, you know, it takes you out of the game for a while because your physiology actually has to catch up. And it's partially painful and difficult and hard and beautiful and blissful and expansive all at the same time. But there's a way of doing it with grace and ease and flow. And so learning the skill of letting life live you is like learning a new language. So those are some of the skills I'm talking about that will kind of give people a context of this awakening. And I know that everybody wants to happen. Life is coming to us. We aren't set up to listen that way, though. But your 60 trillion cells are, and as you learn that language, you'll see how that dance goes. So the last skill that I want to say is, instead of strategizing life and intellectually managing it, it becomes a dance. It becomes this fluid dance where you take a step, the universe takes a step. You take a step, the universe takes a step, in this fluid expansion forward that's ever growing. And as you said earlier, we're creating upon creation itself. So you can't even know what's next. You can't even truly know, which is the final thing I want to say around skill sets, is taking life on as the adventure like a three-year-old would. That's what we're headed for. Actually being in such a state of not knowing and knowing at the same time from those 60 trillion cells, that you're actually living in the total adventure of the expansion forward. And by definition, for it to be an adventure, there's lots of stuff you're not going to know. And if the universe has your back, which it can't not, because you've got 60 trillion cells connected to it, and you actually are the universe at the center of every one of your cells, how not scary, how much fear gets dropped when we actually cellularly realize that the universe can actually not have our back. It must, because we are it, and it is us. We're just unique expressions, just like those 60 trillion cells in your body are each unique expressions working in perfect fluidity. They're not afraid that they're not going to be supported. They just expand forward into their job. And that's exactly how we are.
Yes, yes, yes. I totally hear that. And so many people are hearing that. And so many people are resonating with that message. So that process of really activating and connecting to what we are, what are some things we can do right now? Because I think everybody resonates with the idea and they feel the idea and they're in the idea. What are some things that we can do on this call to begin to activate more and more? Is there another activation or is there something else that we should just be aware of or be present to?
No, let's do something. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
So actually, you'll probably hear me a little bit like a three-year-old sometimes.
Okay.
So, okay. Let me just say something first, and this is another activation and a realization. I'm gonna actually have three activations in mind, if you don't mind, Darius, that I think will really assist everybody.
Awesome.
Cool. So one of them is, a couple of times a month we do something called a quantum wake-up call where people from all over the world get together. But I'm going to show you how special that is without even talking to anybody else. We're going to go on a little experience here that's going to expand and activate your ability to feel the support of the Heaven on Earth construction crew, okay? So, right now, as we all sit here, again, go on the experience, be in your 60 trillion cells, and even as you say that, just feel them smiling back at you, okay? Feel the circulation coming in. Now, imagine that the frequency that we all are, because we're here and we're listening to a program like this, we know that we're all here because we know that there's something more to life. And just again, feel your 60 trillion telomeres. It's going, yes, yes. Look at you just listening in. Now, I want you to imagine that there are billions of people, well, at this point, millions of people from all over the world on the same frequency as you, all waking up, all feeling the urgency to more, all knowing that there's a fluidity available for humanity and that we can go beyond the politics, we can go beyond the competition, that we are far more than that, and that there's a level of compassion and love available for humanity that is coming forth right now that has never been available. And all of those people right now, from your acknowledgement, just like you acknowledging your 60 trillion cells, right now, all of those people are feeling your acknowledgement of them. And their acknowledgement is coming right back to you. Feel the connection of the grid that's created when millions of people connect who are awakening to that realization, whether it's conscious for them or not. Feel the connection of that in yourselves. Smile at them cellularly. Know that they all feel it. I'm over in the UK right now, and I promise you, the people that I'm working with here are all feeling your hello and your acknowledgement of your soul family out here. Just feel it and feel your heart grow and feel the love expand in yourselves. Just breathe it in. And so and just take a deep breath. Remember, this is not a meditation. You are actually doing this. This is an actual activation, remembrance, and connectivity with all of the Heaven on Earth construction crew all over the world. That's what you're feeling right now. Cool. So just breathe it in. It's all good. So that's one. Just understanding that you're not alone and that there's a whole crew of terrestrial beings. Never mind, we haven't even talked about the extraterrestrial beings, but terrestrial beings here, just all in this together. And it's all expanding into more fluidity and more ease. And there's a level of understanding for you and what you've been through. And you know when you meet those people. We're all meeting those people now, all those people that understand exactly who each other are. We're instantly in love with each other. You hardly need to have a conversation, and it's right there. Because that's what happens in awakening. So the next activation, is that okay, Darius? Do you want me to just go ahead and go forward into the next one?
Yeah, and we've got some questions coming in from people, so I want to definitely, everybody just, you know, be in the activation, and then we're going to take some questions as well. Fantastic.
And can you feel that connection, Darius?
Oh, yes. Oh, absolutely. This whole thing that we're doing here is definitely all about connection. Yes.
Yeah, it's beautiful. So let's do one that's really cool. This is one of my faves. And actually, I haven't done this in a while. This is one of my faves. Okay. So now, again, experience what I'm saying. We've all been here before, some of us thousands of times, but let's say hundreds of times. We've been in those times of polarization. We've been men. We've been women. We've been victims. We've been the perpetrator. We've been all of it. We embody all of the density of humanity. We've done all. We've died early. We've died at 100. Everyone. We embody all of that in our essence right now, which means that we have the capacity as we awaken and as we fill that swimming pool up with the truth of who we are by activating it, we transmute that entire past. Even by me saying it, you can feel the transmutation as Darius was talking earlier in the intention circle. Mm. And now let's actually integrate that in. Feel the integration in your 60 trillion cells going through the middle of the everything and nothing black hole at the center of your cells. Feel it transmuting through and feel out the other side all the way back to all of your ancestral past being completely whatever is ready to go. Because there are some things that won't go right now because it would be too much. Which leads me to the next activation. Just breathe in what just happened. Just breathe in. See, the mind wants to grab a hold of it and do something about it. Just let it go. Let it do its job. And here's the juicy bit that I wanted to talk about. And I wanted to go on the experience with you. And by the way, I'm having the experience at the same time you are with you. Okay, here we go. What I'm going to say, and you can write it down later or listen again or whatever, what I'm going to say now is, and I want you to go along with me, everyone just come along with me, and I want you to feel all of us together doing this. Feel what happens collectively as we do this. This is going to be so powerful. Higher levels, all of my guides, all of my higher levels, however you believe them to be, whatever you want to call them. Life, universe, guides, angels, beings of light, all of that. Expand my physical capacity to receive. Right now. And for the next 3 days, work on me. Expand my physical capacity to receive and remember who I am. With ease and grace and flow. And as we do that, what happens is what most people want to do when things come up or when they're going through something, instead they say, "Wife, slow it down, it's too much." And what I'm saying is, oh, no, don't slow it down. Let's expand our capacity to handle it. Hello. Mm-hmm. Right? So now we're awakening even more profoundly because we're being expanded. Now, I am going to warn you from this particular one. You are going to – I don't know if I'm going to do another activation because this is quite a bit. what's going to happen tonight likely is either A, you're not going to be able to sleep, or B, you're going to have a sleep where you can't get up in the morning because you're being worked on. So many of us are already experiencing that because you don't have to ask the universe. See, that's the thing, you guys. You don't have to ask the universe to love you or to support you or to facilitate you or to live through you. You are the universe. It's constantly doing that. That's why so many of us are having these weird food changes and getting cravings for stuff and having these bizarre sleeps where we're having, you know, weird, you know, transcendent dreams and like you're really there and we can't get up in the morning. We don't want to get up in the morning. We're being told we have to stay in bed or we only need 3 hours the next night because we've done so much integration the night before. That's why that's happening, because all of our higher levels are actually working on us and it's causing huge shifts. This awakening is very real. This is not some woo-woo, crunchy granola tree-hugging thing. It is a very real life, physical awakening as much as it is a spiritual awakening. So, and our physicalities actually do have to be rewired to catch up to it. And
absolutely, absolutely. Now, I feel it, you know, and I am seeing everybody here and what they're writing in and their comments and what's happening to them. They are feeling it. We still have, of course, questions where people, and I know there's much deeper levels of the work and everything, but people want to know how, okay, I feel something different. I feel something activating. I am open to what could come and sort of moving into what is new. But a lot of people are, one or two people have asked me, well, you know, what do I do if I have a huge life decision in front of me? Another person said, I feel better, but I, you know, what do you do if you cannot pay the rent? What do you do if you have a big decision to make? One lady is trying to figure out, does she need to go and pick up her, it looks like her grandchildren, there's some issue going on with her grandchildren. She doesn't know what path to take. So how do people intuit or feel or decide or take action? What is the path after this activation? I don't know if we lost Jennifer or not, or if she's here. Let's see. Oh, well, she'll be calling back in. We are probably moving a lot of energy, so keep sending in your questions. I know Jennifer will be hopping on really quick. We've had a ton of people saying incredible things. MJ says, wow, Darius, Jennifer spoke about all these people activating. I suddenly saw millions of tiny lotus blossoms opening up, which is awesome, MJ. Kemba said, I feel like X-Men or the show Heroes. Yay. Another person said, I felt this in my whole gut and I could smile and feel the joy. Another person, Darlene, said that she felt a tingle all over. So what we want to do is we want to really get clear on this activation, how we make it possible in our life and what we do. So I'm going to see if Jennifer is coming back. It looks like we lost her, and I suspected with all the energy that we're clearing, we could have something like that happen. So let's do this. Submit your questions and let me know what you want to ask Jennifer. She's coming back. We just lost her in just a moment. So Cheryl,
hi there.
Hey, you're back.
I am. Yeah, this is happening a lot lately. Just letting you know.
It happens quite often on this series. I mean, we see it all the time. With this many people, we've got so many that, yeah, and you're definitely moving some huge energy. And people are saying, you know, I feel like a superhero. I feel like Luke Skywalker from Star Wars. Another person said I could feel like hundreds of thousands of, you know, flowers blossoming in all of my cells. I mean, there's definitely some incredible, incredible things being awakened and activated. Now, we have people asking questions too, Jennifer. Like one person is asking, you know, okay, this is great, but I can't pay my rent. What do I do? Another person is saying, you know, I have this issue with my son and this, their baby, and I don't know what to do. They you know, there's some issue going on with the hospital, and it's sort of like taking this down to the basic life decisions and necessities and things that maybe right now aren't working for people. How does this transition them into that space?
And those are very legitimate. You know, one of the things that's happened to me recently is, and I just want to give you guys a couple of examples. So I had a very profound and deep relationship with somebody. And as really the kind of relationship that we dream of when we're little, we know is possible. And by the way, those kinds of relationships are now very available. Those types of relationships are right in the forefront. We don't know how to do them. They're highly unfamiliar, and we have a lot of hiccups, but it's so beautiful that they're there. And, you know, a few years back, you know, I was asking for it. And in the middle of a perfectly good marriage, I you know, listened to my 60 trillion cells. And I had, you know, a huge house. I had everything that you could imagine. I don't want to name all the material things, but I also had love and appreciation and loved my husband very much. And I knew that I wasn't supposed to be with him anymore. And I know that that happened to me on purpose. And everyone kind of looked at me with their jaw open. Yet either I'm going to live what I teach or I'm not, right? And so what happened then is, the other thing that happened was my business was not self-sustainable those many years ago. That's one of the things in the marriage, because one of the beautiful things he is a taker carer of. But one of the things that happens is the other person has to need taken care of, which means that, you know, by virtue of that fact, my business wasn't self-sustainable. And so, you know, when I left him, I had to, again, it's like either I'm going to follow my 60 trillion cells or I'm just, it's all going to go to hell in a handbasket, right? And then the next thing that happened, you know, even just recently, I usually share of myself very personally, Darius, because it's, I don't want to profess that, and there's no such thing as perfect. What's coming up right now is this is not the Enlightenment Olympics. It's not who has the perfect life and who doesn't have the perfect life. This is about all being in this together, including me. My piece of the puzzle of heaven on earth just happens to be to help facilitate the awakening. And the same stuff that's happening to you is also happening to me. So for instance, I was hugely in the red just before Christmas, like hugely, hugely. And it's funny, in the black, I now have three times the amount I was in the red before Christmas. You just can't judge. So the pragmatic advice, so I just went through what I needed to go through. This is not about lying back on a lawn chair and drinking a mojito while the universe serves you. You're in a body on a planet for a reason, which means that you can't pay your rent, which means that you do what it takes to get some money coming in. It isn't about, at some point, it isn't about asking the universe, because the universe, although the universe can just send you money, what happens when the mind is engaged in you're going to lose your house is you have to do something physical to actually get some money flowing in, so it puts the mind at peace so you can get back in your flow. It's real when you're going to lose your house. It's real when your business is in the red that badly. It's all of that is very real. And what the mind needs is it needs peace. And how you give it peace is you do the physical activities. Not always. Sometimes you can get yourself out of it. But the easiest way is to simply do what it takes. I don't know how many times in the last year I've said, go and get a job. Really?
Honestly, just
do what it takes, even if it's an online job or whatever. So pragmatically, yes, but inevitably, this work still has to be, you know, this work is still what's presenting. This work is still what's first and foremost in our lives. And recently, I'm going to tell a story, Darius, of a woman that came, God bless, and I don't know how many times I've heard this story. Such a beautiful story. So I have a woman friend, and She lost her son several years ago. He actually got killed by a truck. And the court case is actually coming up. And I won't say her name just to, but the court case is coming up. Now, he isn't gone because the spirit does not go. But, very logically and reasonably, she has up until very recently told herself that he's gone. And it felt horrible. Now, one of the ways that infinite wisdom speaks to us is it gave us feelings to tell us whether we're onto the truth or away from the truth. And when we're away from the truth, it feels horrible. And my son feels horrible. Of course he's not gone. How we redirect ourselves, how the universe redirects us is by how we feel. So it's not our emotional reaction to things. Don't get me wrong. There's a huge difference between an emotional reaction because you emotionally react to your thoughts. A feeling about the thought called he's gone, it gave her an emotional reaction that felt terrible. But the truth is that he's not gone. Of course he's not. And not only is he not gone, but there were some, let's say, unethical practices by that trucking company. And her son is with her every bit of the way and is they're going to go into that courtroom together. Imagine being in such a state of neutrality. By the way, she's lost everything. She lives in one room right now. She is free, though. She's unencumbered. She has nothing. You should hear her talk. It's just amazing. She's completely unencumbered. She knows she's in a state of blank slatedness. She knows that she's got a blank slate on which to have a palette for her entire life. And she knows that she's been living from density and poor me and I'm not good enough and a whole bunch of stuff. And she is just exhilarated to have her son with her going into this courtroom in a complete state of neutrality, being the difference, being the change so that nothing like this ever happens again. And she's actually at peace and actually oddly excited. So that's the kind of stuff you could judge that her life is horrible. She could do that very easily. It's also a question of understanding what's happening on the planet right now. We're being asked to let go of all of the old, all of the identities, all of the stuff. And yes, it's, I was going to say a bad word, it's crappy. It's some of it sucks. I'm sure, Darius, you've had some stuff happen that was suboptimal. To our personality.
They all know my stories, and they're definitely, I've had wonderful, and they've opened amazing doors to what I'm doing now. And what I find from people is that the things that you let go of during this time, they're the things that really weren't you anyway, and what you gain back is going to be so much more tenfold what you had before. And I can tell you that's exactly what happened to me. And the challenge is, can you really hold on to what you really are? Can you really immerse yourself in what you really are so that you can not miss those opportunities? And that's, Jennifer, you're talking about a new relationship. Well, I had a similar thing where one ended and I met my current wife, and she's the love of my life. And if I hadn't been open, if I hadn't really connected to what I really was and shed those old parts, I would have missed it. I would have missed it all. I would have missed everything I'm doing now. It's like it was like a flash. And so this is real. And this is now, it's like you really have to be so plugged in, which is why we go so big with this event, where there's no limits, because we want to plug people in.
Can I say this too, Darius? You actually don't, listen, in order for me to leave my husband, I had to meet someone that was what we like to call my divine compliment, one of my divine compliments, who absolutely was probably like your connection with your wife. It was absolutely indescribably, incredibly cellular. And it was so big and too much and so dove into that it was probably a little bit too much for both of us. And, I, on one hand, fell into an old pattern, watching myself do it the whole time, and he, on the other hand, you know, got scared because it's deep. I mean, it's really deep. And so we broke up. But here's the thing about being a member of the Heaven on Earth construction crew. The ships keep coming in. The ship never stops. The ships just keep coming in. It doesn't matter. What you do is you use that as an upgrade to yourselves so that your frequency raises, so that you understand life differently. I can completely see what happened from a much higher level. And did I get sad? For sure. But did I also see it and allow it to expand me to know what's now possible? Oh, my God, yes. And do I want to be with someone that doesn't want to go there? Absolutely not. You know, and in the meantime, all these wonderful things have happened in that area. And it was always so yes, stuff's going to happen. To all the people who are having stuff happen, I have total compassion. I completely understand. Me too. And it's the engaging in the drama that's going to cause the problems. So what I'm going to do, can I give a little exercise, Darius, that might help?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, so this is something for the mind. See, the mind, when it doesn't have something to do, it goes nuts because it's so used to being used by the ego instead of your 60 trillion cells. Let me say that again. To be effective in a body on a planet in a time of great change and awakening, you have to be in a state of neutrality. And a state of neutrality allows you to have your cells, the heart of every cell, live you. You are, the dream is living you. And then your mind takes action based on the dream living you. The problem is that we've been so used to, not just for this lifetime, hell, it's like hundreds of lifetimes, we've been so used to protecting ourselves and having our ego use our mind that we make decisions based on protecting ourselves or staying out of judgment or whatever the case may be. So it's important to give the mind a job so that it keeps busy with things that are more consistent with who we are. So I'm going to give the mind a job. And this really helped me. And that job is this. Before you go to bed every night, because you're in a state of total neutrality while you sleep, one of my favorite, I'm telling you, it gives me, this changed my life. I declare this day complete. Let me say it again. You say to your higher levels, to whatever you believe is that infinite source of all things, you just say, I just declare this day complete. The day is complete. It's done.
Wow.
Then you say, so you see the power of that, right? I declare the
day. Oh, yeah, I do.
Right? So powerful. And then what you say is, higher levels, take command of this. Take command of all of the things that happened today and, you know, whatever has been going on, even the stuff I don't even know that's going on. Higher levels, just take it.
Wow.
Work on it while I sleep. And then when you wake up in the morning, you just say, show me.
Mm.
And every day you do that, every night you do that, even when you think it's not, you know, it's not working, it can't not work. You are the universe. It cannot not work, okay? So even when your ego judges it as not, because that's what the ego does. The ego judges it as not working, and that's how it stops you from doing it. So when you hear the ego, I always give my ego a name. I call it Fred. And say, Fred, yeah, that's nice. Thanks for showing up. And just continue on.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So that's another thing we can all do right now is give your ego a name and just call it something else because it is an identity unto itself. It's not you. Who you is magnificent. But that's an exercise that I do. There isn't a night that I don't do that. It's so powerful.
Amazing. I know people are going to be using that and experiencing that tonight. I absolutely love that. A lot of people are asking about more activations and how they go deeper into the work and what they do. They want more activations. I know we're getting close to time. Is there, I know you have ways people can go deeper into your work. Tell me about how that how that happens and what you have for people to do that.
There's a program we do. It's called Living in the Miracle Zone. And Living in the Miracle Zone, I know you're going to love this, Darius. I love it already.
Wow.
I call miracles normal. Miracles aren't even miracles. Miracles are normal. That is our natural state. And so living in the miracle zone is really living in the normal zone. And it's the launch pad for everything we've been talking about on the call tonight. So what's included in that particular program, what we do is there are two live interactive teleworkshops. Whether you can do them live or not, it doesn't matter. You can email us the questions that you have. But when I say us, it's me being used by your guides and my guides to feed back to you. And you might say, I'm not a big fan of guruism, which means, you know, one of the habits people have is, oh my God, Jennifer's so amazing. She can channel stuff. You guys are channeling stuff all day long. What I ask you to do in those workshops is this. Listen like you already knew what I was saying. A lot of what I'm saying, you guys are going, oh, yes, yes, like you already knew it. It's because you did already knew it. That was your higher levels of your guidance talking to you. So when I get used by your guides, they're feeding back to you because so that you can recognize that you've heard this before. It's just validating what you've already heard so that you can get used to listening to your own guidance, okay? So one of them is called Confidence and Clarity Through Living Your Purpose, and the other one is called Opening Up to Love and Abundance. You're working directly with me. It's a small, relatively small group of people. You can ask questions with me. You can talk to me live, and they're usually for an hour, which in Jennifer language means an hour and a half. And they're very powerful. So that's sort of those are the launch workshops for that particular program. The next is we give you 7 activations, and those 7 activations are about one of the most powerful ones is around transcending judgment. That's my favorite one because we don't realize that most of the reason we're out of the flow is because we're either judging ourselves or we're judging someone else. So transcending judgment is a huge one. There's one on divine complement relationships and what that shift is. There's one on what true abundance is. What is your natural state of prosperity? And these activations are conversations with the Heaven on Earth construction crew out there. And somewhat like what we've done today, they actually transmute the old, hundreds of old beliefs from past lives to now. And so there's 7 of them included in the program. And the last thing, well, second last thing really, but the last thing that's part of the official program, which I love, like favorite, we talked earlier about the quantum wake-up calls with the people just that are awakening from all over the world. We have people from Australia and China, all over the world. And we come together and we actually have conversations on the leading edge of consciousness where the expansion is happening with those people that are causing the expansion. And what happens is everything gets easier. New paradigms are understood from the leading edge of consciousness about how we can fly forward even more magically. The activations we did like 2 months ago are deepened so that instead of doing them in 10 minutes, they're done in like 30 seconds. I mean, it's amazing to me, those quantum calls, and people get them for 3 months. We have a year-long program, but you'd be engaged in conversations directly with me. Again, you can ask me questions live. You can email them to us if you can't be live. You get the replays for forever, and the more you listen to them, the more life just opens up. And we kind of threw in a bonus thingy that because I love this, because you talked about it earlier, and I'm so glad that you did talk about it earlier, is the karmic cleanse. And it's one of the most powerful activations we did. It's so cool because it's basically a karmic roto-rooter. And so that you can fully be you. You can be who you came here to be.
Tell me about that, because we kind of touched on that. So the karmic cleanse, how does that work? And what when people get into that part of the program, what is going to happen? And we've got a lot of people asking, okay, well, where do I find this and where is it? I'm going to tell everybody, and then I definitely want to hear about the Karmic Cleanse. Anyway,
okay.
It's at uwealthrevolution.com/Jennifer, J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R. That's uwealthrevolution.com/Jennifer, J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R. So the Karmic Cleanse, tell me about that.
The Karmic Cleanse is so cool. So there's a program that we do called the Personal Mastery. And in that, one of the first things we do, it's so powerful, Darius. I love it. In that, we always start off. So this is like an advanced technology. It's not, you know, it's not for the faint of heart. It's really cool. Because what happens is we take you on the journey of going sort of traveling back energetically. You may not necessarily see your past, though some people absolutely do. But what happens is you fully integrate everything you've been, haven't been, every judgment, all of the things. You fully bring those into the now, and we transmute them all in one fell, whatever is ready to go, by the way, in one fell swoop. And then we do it. You actually can listen to it over. We recommend you listen to it over and over and over again, because you'll get called to, like you'll have an intuition or an instinct to do that. And you'll do it the first time, and then after a week, you'll feel like, okay, it's time to do it again. And you'll go do it again, and you'll see that there'll be other things that come up. And again, you'll transmute it. And this is without contemplation or without having to analyze or understand what any of your past lives were, though you'll see some of them if it serves. So it's really cool, because karma is basically, it's based on old technology, you know, it's based on the old school way we've been. Karma is based on you have to make up for past wrongs. It's based on, you know, heaven and hell. It's based on all of those things. And it means that you're ascending. And one of the shifts in awakening is you're no longer ascending. It's not about the Enlightenment Olympics. It's about the full integration of all of who you are. And when you fully integrate it, it's transmuted by the purity of the truth of who you are. So it's all kind of, it's like having a full upgrade to your computer, so that everything is current. Does that make sense?
Wow. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. This is very, very cool. Now, you have also 3 months of quantum wake-up calls, which we haven't
yes.
talked a little bit about. But 3 months, so tell me how that will work when people... I mean, this is $97, which is a huge discount from what you've done before, which is 90% off. So these quantum wake-up calls, tell me how they work. So once people, you know, get this and they have access, and then how do they tune into these calls and how do they work?
Sure. So the quantum wake-up calls are basically done twice a month for, again, we say an hour, but these days they're going for about 2 hours. But we'll say an hour, just because that's what it says on my website. And because the conversations are getting so deep as this awakening continues. And what happens is I get on and I do a channeling at the front for about 15, 20 minutes. And basically bringing in everyone's guides. And then what happens is we open it up to the lines, to all the people who are listening on the webcast, to all the people, kind of like what we're doing here, people listening on the webcast, people also listening live on the phone. And people start to ask some of the most leading edge questions. And that is where our activations come from. You see, that's how the activations are caused. We're actually causing the leading edge of consciousness to expand. And so if people want the most current activations, that's where that all happens. Like, that's where it happens on the quantum wake-up calls. Normally, people do them for a whole year. And for a year, it's you know, $500 for a year. So this is a pretty big bargain.
I love it. Let me tell people again where they can go. It's uwealthrevolution.com/Jennifer, J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R.
Yes.
What? Anything else they need to know?
about all of this? I would say just from a bigger scale, the karma we just talked about has created a grid system. It's sort of like the quantum soup in which we've been swimming, which is just filled with density. Where we're headed is really to a place of total freedom, to go direct with all of our guidance. And the work that we're doing in these programs, especially the quantum calls, is all about learning to go direct with your guidance instead of needing someone else to facilitate you. It's all about becoming your own guru. It's all about being able to write your own book, you know, really understanding you as the master that you are and being able to connect with your guidance. And what happens when we do that is that we all come into that state of fluidity that earlier I talked about that your 60 trillion cells are in, the 60 trillion yeah. cells that operate in perfect harmony. Well, imagine if 7.5 billion people were connected to infinite wisdom, working in the harmony that the universe has designed us to work in. And that state of fluidity actually is the heaven that is possible. And as each of us experiences our own individual heaven, that heaven on earth becomes more and more possible. So yes to loving your life and finding your dreams and living everything that's possible for you. And as you do that, it is a total win-win for the planet. And so I think that is the biggest thing I want to say. And I feel like it's such a privilege to live my piece of the puzzle of heaven on earth and to be able to interact with everyone that's on the line and you, Darius. It's really such an honor and an adventure to be able to do that. So I'm just deeply, deeply appreciative.
I love it, and I just want to thank you. I agree, and thank you so much for sharing and really being here. Are there any stories or situations that your students and the people that you've really connected with have experienced that really jump out, and you just feel like if you shared them here today, they would possibly, you know, activate more in somebody who's listening, perhaps like some of them were listening months ago or weeks ago to you?
Sure, absolutely. I have two that I can share. One is with my beautiful sister, Michelle. She's my soul sister, not my biological sister.
Oh, okay.
So Michelle, she lives in Toronto, and several years ago, she's going through a divorce, and it was difficult. They were constantly butting heads. There was just righteousness going back and forth. And her children were feeling it, and they were bouncing off the walls. And she didn't understand how I could, you know, travel the world and all of that. But she was willing to go on the journey of finding out what she didn't know and going on the adventure and becoming like a kid herself and truly being able to be the mother that she came to be with her children. And as a result, she had the courage to just step out of the whole righteousness journey with her husband. And they now are in a state of fluidity. They're divorced, but they have a language between them that totally works. It was totally her leadership. She was struggling with her finances tremendously and had to move, and it was, you know, very hard. And now she's got a beautiful place in downtown Toronto. And what's happening with her is she is working. Not only was she wanting to go on adventures all over the world, she's actually working for an adventure tour company who's facilitating her going all over the world. And she's figured out a way to do it as a single mom, being an example for her kids, to show them that everything is possible, not feeling obligated and responsible to, like, micromanage their lives, but actually shining her light as an example to show them that they can do anything, too. And her story is just a complete inspiration to and by the way, my assistant Jeannie has a very similar story, and her job, she gets to go, although she's in England right now with me, and she has two little ones, and she is just, her kids are just completely lit up by her. So for me, those are the kinds of stories that, you know, we have stories of people who, you know, came from nothing and were, I love another story, this woman who didn't know how, she was 40 years old. She's like, I'm single, I'm 40. Oh my God, you know, I've lost my life. I feel like now I'm too old to do anything. I'm not going to find love. You know, it's just, you know, why don't I just get a part-time job and survive the rest of my life? And we talked about it. She's so passionate about nutrition and so passionate about working out. And she was one of my nutrition students originally. And do you know what? The day after she started our program, what happened was she ended up being at this kind of really cool boot camp thing that transforms women. And they loved her so much that they offered her a franchise. And they offered it at a huge discount. She bought a franchise, and now she has the biggest franchise in Canada, running it out of Toronto, just because, you know, she's emailing me all the time saying, I can't believe it, I can't believe it. So it's just, you know, those are the kinds of things that just, you know, and we get emails like months later saying, it's still happening, you know, because these are, once you awaken to this stuff, you can't go back, you know, so it's pretty powerful.
Wow. Well, we have comments just flooding in. Unbelievable. Let me just see if we have any other things that people are asking. I mean, people are totally connecting and loving it. Someone said, you're just awesome, Jennifer. Another person said, oh my gosh, I love that. I'm going to begin tonight. They're going to do that process that you talked about. So many other people are just, you know, really feeling like they're being thrust into a new life. Another, Rita said, you know, she's making me cry. I was married for 25 years. She's starting a new life now. Thank you for giving me an absolutely new perspective on this. oh gosh, it's incredible. People need to be downloading just unbelievable wisdom. Another person says, imagine millions of eyes blinking and watching me with love. That's what she's imagining. A surreal experience that seems like something from an ancient Sanskrit power text, or the mind expanding into a hallucinogenic experience. So people are shifting. They are awakening. They're realizing they're not alone. They're realizing that they've had this all along. It's there, and it's waiting to be activated. And if you want to go deeper into this, you can go to uwealthrevolution.com/Jennifer, JennifeR. Well, Jennifer, thank you so very much for being here, for sharing, for just being a part of our event, and teaching us and activating us into the life that we really always have at our disposal, that we were born to live, that we are.
Well, thank you for having me, Darius, and thank you for everything you're doing to assist people to fly forward. It's just fantastic.
Well, I so much appreciate it. I'm going to ask you one more favor, and I know we've gone long. Do you have just 1 minute? Because I have something sort of coming in intuitively that I think would be very powerful for people.
Cool.
You know, each teacher really appeals to a different group of people, and we never know when it's that moment that somebody maybe is at the bottom, or they're at that point where they're ready for the breakthrough, and the universe has just orchestrated this perfect divine situation and dance to come forward. And what I feel is there's some group here, a few of us, that maybe the bottom has fallen out today, or they found out something very challenging, and they're just feeling like it's just nothing's possible. What wisdom, what words, what encouragement, what love perhaps do you have for them?
I say God bless the catalysts that have us stop trying to do it our way. And for those people, the universe cannot not have your back. If you consider that even those things where the bottom falls out, that really is judgment. And one of the things that we can do with judgment is acknowledge it as your ego trying to use the situation to take you out of the game. And consider that the universe can only have your back, and if that is true, what is there to do next? What is there to do next? Instead of engaging the drama, go to bed, say, I declare this day complete. Higher levels take it. Tomorrow morning, wake up, say show me, and understand that if you take score now, you're 3 months from now when you look back, are you going to be miserable now all the way until 3 months from now when you find out that it was actually in perfect harmony with where you were headed? Are you actually going to join the harmony now and actually get in the flow with the universe? The universe cannot not love you. So what is there to do that has nothing to do with engaging the drama? That's the question to ask. So that's what I would say to those people.
Fantastic. And I know they feel it and they heard it. So thank you so much, Jennifer. Much love, and thank you for sharing and being a part of what we're doing here and really raising the message and the vibration and the awareness of all of us on this incredible call.
Thank you so much, Darius. Game on, everyone. Woohoo!
Beautiful.